1-855-715-815. Sean, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Sean, we thought when the Troika arrived that it was going to be our forests that would end up being sold off. That didn't happen. Turns out it's our seaweed harvesting rights that have been sold.
Yeah, that's true. Now, from Donegal, you could say down to County Clare, where we have the cleanest of water, and that's where we have every kind of seaweed grown, right? And we are collecting seaweed for potatoes, for our hay, for everything veg, you know, organic stuff. And some people are cutting it for, you know, to make a few pounds. It's a hard work. We are the coastal community in right in Connemara here. Our nearest shafts would be nearly 50 miles away. And now Arcady has come into the sea factory, the factory in Kilkerran, and they want all the seashore around the coast that they can cut their own seaweed and do anything they want with our shoreline. And we are fighting that, and keep our shore.
Who are Arcady for a start?
They are a big company from Canada. They brought Aramara Chonta. Aramara Chonta was owned, where Udras na Gaeltacht were the owners of Aramara Chonta, and they would be a government body, right? And they sold it to Arcady, but they only sold the shares. Still, they owned the factory. You know, they owned the factory.
And did Aramara Chonta previously harvest the same seaweed?
No, the people at the coast used to harvest it for themselves. You know, you could go down and harvest a load of seaweed if you want. Okay. If you want some money, you know, on the side.
Okay. What happened in Aramara Chonta before now?
Well, they used to buy the seaweed from the people around the coast. You know, if you cut a load of seaweed, Aramara would buy it.
So basically, Arcady want to cut out you, the middleman, and just harvest the seaweed themselves for processing in the factory, the Aramara Chonta facility.
Yes, yeah, that's the way it's going to be. Arcady's coming in, and they said they're going to put 2 million into the factory. And if they didn't buy the factory, I can't understand how could they put 2 million in there. The only thing they want is the rights of the shores, all the, around the coast. They want the rights. And say people will go down and catch mussels, you know, and get seashells and everything, you know, like they did for years and years. Back in Connemara, when we got our land, we got our barks to cut our fire and to keep heat in the houses. We are losing that now. And we got the seashore to cut seaweed for our potatoes, for our crop, for everything like that. We are losing that now.
And are Arcady looking for exclusive rights, Sean, as in they're going to kick you off?
Oh, yeah, we'd be kicked out. That's one thing. Everybody on the coast will be kicked out. It'd be Arcady, the people that wants the license for the seashore. But
I don't know much about harvesting seaweed, but I do know one thing is that it does have to be done sensitively, and that you can't just go in and start pulling up the seaweed willy-nilly. It has to be done carefully to encourage growth again in the future. Is there enough seaweed for the two of you, do you think, to do it that way, or is it only one?
Well, there's plenty of seaweed there. The people that cut the seaweed right, that would cut it with knife and leave maybe 3 or 4 inches, and that seaweed will grow every 3 years, right? You could harvest it every 3 years. It's us that looked after our seaweed all these years, right? I suppose we got it from the British law maybe a few hundred years ago. It came down. And there's all kinds of seaweed. There's psyllis, there's kelp, there's all kinds. There'll be about maybe 200 kinds of seaweed there. And now, say, Japan, China, and all these countries are mad for this kind, you know, healthy food. And Arcady just coming in to try and take everything off the coastal community. It's us that kept the Irish going. It's us that kept everything going on the small community like ourselves back in Letamullen in here. And now these big companies from Canada is trying to come and take everything off us.
It sounds like it's the state that has sold it, though. I mean, if the state has sold them a contract to do this, they're quite entitled to do this. Is your fight not really with the Irish government?
No, there were never rights. We have the rights of the seaweed and the polio and our land, right?
Uh-huh.
It's our seaweed, and we have rice. We are cutting that seaweed for hundreds of years, right? We are cutting it. We're looking after the seaweed. We that looked after that seaweed. And Udras na Gaeltacht is the state people that should be looking after us in the Gaeltacht. And they applied for a licence in 2006. And the minister at the marine at the time told them, why are you putting in on a licence? There's no, you know, there's nothing there. Everybody can cut its own seaweed and so on. And who doesn't Gaeltacht and Arcady now knows it's a gold mine in the shores for them to cut of all this, all kinds of seaweed.
And Sean, do you know that Arcady are actually trying to turf you off the foreshore, so to speak? That have they said, no, we have the exclusive harvesting rights here, Sean, please move on, thank you very much? Or is this just a fear and a suspicion that this is going to happen?
Well, it's going to happen. We asked for two meetings with Arcady, our committee, and Arcady never even answered us back. Just said that they got it and they were in Russia and so on. And that's about now, I think, 2 or 3 months ago. Arcady never came back to our committee. We had meetings throughout Connemara, Donegal and Mayo and every place, and there used to be about 300 people at every meeting, and everybody was on one mind to keep Arcady, keep the big companies out of our shores.
What's you going to do next, Sean?
Well, the next... the way I've seen it, when Fine Gael listen now at the moment, they don't look at us, the community, they don't want to listen. They want Arcady and these big companies. We want them out. We want the rights of our shore. It's our forefathers cut the seaweed. We were cutting it when we were young. We looked after our seaweed. We want our shores for ourselves. We don't want people from other countries to come in. And we have to fight it. And we had a meeting there up in the Dáil there about, say, 3 weeks ago. And every TD, every county, every senator backed us up. But I hope the government will back us up. But why would we give our shoreline and the rights to go down to our shoreline, go down to our seaweed to some company from outside Ireland?
All right. Sorry, go on. I interrupted you.
Yeah, but we would keep fighting. We have to keep fighting. We're coming up now to 100 years of the anniversary of the rise in 216 from people. We have to go out now and fight these people again nearly 100 years after, keeping these people out of our shores, keeping the people out. As we, as coastal communities, small people that live in the factory, we have no factories, we have nothing. We left school when we were both 14, 15 and 16, and the shoreline was the only place to survive, and we want to keep that.
Sean, thank you very much. We'll watch this one with interest and see how it develops. You're very good to call us.
All right, go ahead.
Take care. Bye-bye.
1850 715 815.